Test 70, Section 1, Question 16. Here we're looking to weaken the argument. And what we get is the passage says, evidently, watching too much television can lead people to overestimate the risks that the world poses to them. So watching TV makes you overestimate risk. A study found that people are more likely to think they will be victims of a natural disaster if they watch an above average amount of television than if they do not. So there's this correlation between people watching a lot of television and overestimating likelihood that they're more likely to think that they'll be victims of a natural disaster. So basically we have this thing that says, okay, if you watch more than average television, you are more likely to think that you'll be a victim of a natural disaster. And then it's saying television can lead people to overestimate the risk the world poses to them. There's quite a few holes in this one, potential problems. One is they take natural disaster to overestimating risks the world poses generally. That's one subset. We also have a problem that we have a correlation causation thing. So there's quite a few different holes here. So we're going to look for what would weaken this. A, many people overestimate the dangers the world poses to them regardless of the amount of television they watch. Well, that doesn't really weaken the argument because it doesn't tell us whether or not, even if many people do overestimate, it could be that people who watch television are more likely to overestimate. And that's all we have to prove, is that it can lead people to do that. So the fact that many people overestimate without television doesn't really mean anything because television can still lead to that. B, a person is less likely to live in an area that is prone to natural disasters if that person watches an above average amount of television than if that person watches below. Well, this is relevant, but it actually goes the opposite direction because if you're less likely to live in an area that's prone to natural disasters if you watch an above average amount of television, then you actually are getting a skewed view of reality because you're not very likely to have a natural disaster, but you're thinking that you are. See, people who watch a below average amount of television tend to have a fairly accurate idea of the likelihood. Well, we don't really care about them. All we care about is the people who watch an above average amount. And below average, we don't really know. People who are well-informed about the risks posed by natural disasters tend to have become well-informed by some way or other. That, if anything, would strengthen. And so, E, a person is more likely to watch an above-average amount of television if that person lives in an area that's prone to natural disasters than if that person lives in an area that's not. This is our correct answer, and it's tricky. Because the way that it weakens is it's saying it's not that television is leading you to overestimate the risk. Instead, it's that people who live in high-risk areas tend to watch television. So maybe if you live in Tornado Alley, you are going to watch a lot of television to make sure that you know where the tornadoes are, and so you're not overestimating the risks. You are simply have an accurate view of it. And so therefore, E is our correct answer, even though it wasn't something that I had originally thought I was going to be looking for. And so that's our correct response.